So when I was in seventh grade, believe it or not, I was about as big as I am now. I played football, I was a big jock, and I was a hopeless, hopeless romantic. And when I say I was a hopeless romantic, I mean I used to count the number of hugs I would get from girls in school. I pretty much listened exclusively to 90s R&B, like 112, Ginuwine, Drew Hill, all that kind of stuff. My AIM screen name, no joke, was Jazzy Casanova. And there was no girl in the whole school or my whole life who I loved more than Megan Boggs. Megan Boggs was beautiful, she was smart, she was funny, and perhaps most attractive of all, she wanted nothing to do with me. I'd known her for years and probably had two conversations with her. But as luck would have it, my seventh grade English teacher came to me one day and said, "Listen, they've put me in charge of organizing this huge talent show for the whole school. Everyone's going to be there. Everyone's parents are going to be there. It's going to be monstrous. But I'm new, and I don't know anyone. You're the loud kid in the back of the class. You're singing in it, and go get people to do it." Opportunity in my eyes. I had this brilliant idea to ask Megan Boggs to sing a duet with me in the talent show. So I go up to Megan one day in the hall. "Hey, Megan. It's me, Zach. I was wondering if, you know, there's a talent show coming up, and we should totally sing a duet together in the talent show. You can pick the song. I'm really pumped." She said yes. And I was thrilled. I was ecstatic. I was flipping out. I acted all cool. Like, okay, cool. But she says she wants to sing One Sweet Day by Boyz II Men and Mariah Carey. I was going for like one of those B-sides on my 112 albums, but I was like, cool, if I got to sell out to sing with Megan Boggs, I'm going to do it. And I'm practicing. I'm singing One Sweet Day by Boyz II Men and Mariah Carey everywhere I go. I'm singing it at home. I'm singing it at football practice. I'm singing it everywhere. I'm like that kid from Love Actually who's playing drums in his room, locked in his room, except I'm singing One Sweet Day by Boyz II Men and Mariah Carey. Actually, the week of, you can see it, I'm very, very nicely dressed tonight. My mom bought me a pair of khakis just like this from Marshalls and a button-down shirt and my first bottle of hair gel. And I was all ready to go and excited for the talent show on Saturday. And Friday night, Megan calls me up and she says, "Listen, my grandma's sick. I basically have to go to New York right until after the talent show. I can't do it. I'm sorry." So I'm devastated. I go to Miss Greenberg, head hung low. "Miss Greenberg, I can barely walk. I've been crushed by love. I cannot sing Mariah Carey, One Sweet Day, by myself in front of everyone I know." She says, "Hey, I'm really sorry to hear that. That's really bad, but you have to. Your name's already on the flyers, and I only have 10 people doing it, so you have to. Sorry." And it's the day of. It's Saturday. I'm hanging out in the music room with the piano and this little fifth grade piano prodigy who's like the real front runner to win the talent show at this point. And I'm just like talking about love and Megan to this kid. And I'm like, "Man, you wouldn't understand. It hurts. It hurts." And he's like, "Well, listen, why don't we go through some of these music books? We'll find a song that we both can do. We'll practice it, and you can sing that instead of Boyz II Men by yourself." Cool. Took pity on me. I was really grateful. We have about an hour to go through these music books, and we just can't find a song that we both know. He doesn't know any Simon and Garfunkel. I don't know any golden oldies. Basically, there's one song in the whole book that he can play, that I can sing. We settle on it. We practice it about twice. And then I get the call from my teacher, "Hey, you know, you got to go on stage. It's go time." So I'm sitting backstage. I'm in my freshly ironed khakis and my button down and my hair gel. And I step out, seventh grade self, onto this stage. And the curtain opens. And I see everyone I know and their family members. And I see my football coach. And I see my mom and dad. And then I see Megan Boggs. And Megan Boggs is talking to her friend, like, her friend just told the funniest joke ever. And I was just like, "Oh, there that is." I didn't really have time to respond because the music started playing. And I sang, "When I fall in love, it will be forever. Or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun. And so many moonlight kisses feel so cool in the warmth of the sun. Oh, When I give my heart, Megan, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that you feel that way too is when I fall in love with you. Thank you.
When I fall in love, it will be forever. Or I'll never fall.